Our locker room chats continue tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tammo. We're joined now by Jackson Heights boys basketball coach Brett Platner. Always appreciate our sponsors and the time of the coaches each and every week. And, of course, just talking to the girls coach and Madison Massey not too long ago, you guys were in the same boat. Three games in 3 days this week, Monday against Troy, Tuesday against Horton, and then Wednesday against Riverside. You look at those three teams, and those are three teams right at the top of the league standing, so a pretty difficult stretch your teams had to go through here in these last few days.
Yeah, for sure. As you mentioned, you know, three games, 3 days, not only that presents one challenge, but playing some of the top half teams in our league presents another challenge in itself as well. But I was really proud of the way that our boys responded to the challenge. And each and every night, our focus was giving energy and effort, and energy and effort being that what we would need to, you know, potentially be in those games at the end to give ourselves an opportunity. And I thought, you know, through the circumstances of being pretty shorthanded still and missing some starters, missing some key players, that our boys stepped up, responded to the challenge, and we put ourselves in a position, like I said, to have some moments down the stretch to hopefully seal out a game, but unfortunately they didn't go our way in the end.
Yeah, and you mentioned energy and effort, and I'm glad you brought that up. It kind of goes into my next point. I get a chance to talk to a lot of the coaches in this league, and anytime we're recapping a game when they're playing your team, you know, energy and effort's always brought up. They really compliment, you know, how hard your team plays and just how much of a grind it is no matter what the scenario is and just how tough it is to always beat your team. So, you know, a few plays here and there, the record's a little bit different, but all these games are close. You know, what does it mean to you and your coaches maybe just hearing from your peers in the league and just the compliments they give about how hard your team fights and competes on a nightly basis?
Yeah, it's definitely humbling to hear that from the coaches, and that's something you appreciate hearing as a coach as well, to hear that your guys are playing very hard and making it difficult on their guys each and every night. And, you know, that was something that we wanted to establish with this program from day one when I took over, is, you know, no matter the score, no matter the circumstance, no matter who we have playing, who we don't, that we're going to lay it on the line every time, and each and every time a team's going to have to earn it from us. So I really think, like we mentioned, that our boys have been playing to that standard this week, and as we get a little bit healthier, get some guys back to close down the year and utilize the guys that we've implemented in the lineup that have stepped up into new roles, we can continue to fight, claw, and, you know, put ourselves in a position to not only be in games, but hopefully close some games down and get back on the right track again.
Yeah, you look at the finals, and not just from the three games this week, but a lot of finals throughout the course of the season, a lot of lower scoring, very close games. You know, a possession here or there can really truly mean the difference. You look at the Troy game, that was a four-point game. You look at the Horton game, that was a six-point game, and then the Riverside game was a five-point game. Do you look back at one of those three games and kind of see as one maybe a little more frustrating, maybe thinking you had a better shot at one of those three?
Yeah, each and every one had their different complexities within the game that we had our opportunities. And, you know, if you went back to one, you would say probably Troy, because we had a lead that we ended up losing, and they made a couple key plays down the stretch to push the lead in their favor that we couldn't fight back from. The other two, it was more of a case of them building a lead in the third or fourth quarter and us having to fight back and claw to get back in it. But, you know, we're like I said, a little shorthanded right now, but that's giving some experience and some time to guys that, you know, maybe haven't seen the varsity floor as much as in their careers, whether they're juniors, sophomores, or freshmen. And, you know, each and every time they get in those experiences and we get in those situations, that's giving us an opportunity to better ourselves, learn from our mistakes, and hopefully execute better down the stretch. And, you know, even the score last night went against our favor and we lost by five, but as far as going down the stretch, we were 1 point down in the game by 18 points, and we had to fight our way back. And we executed some sets down the stretch really well to put ourselves in a position to make it a one-score game, and ultimately fell up a bit short. But like we keep preaching, you know, no matter the circumstances, we're going to keep fighting, we're going to keep clawing, and I know our guys will be ready for those battles each and every time.
Finally, Coach, you at least get one day of practice here this week, you know, getting ready for the game tomorrow night at home against Pleasant Ridge. A lot of activities going on. Certainly the fans will be ready to go for that one. Talk about P. Ridge, kind of the expectations and the early preparation for them tomorrow night.
Yeah, P. Ridge is a very experienced program. They have a lot of seniors that have been, you know, playing since their sophomore, junior years, so they're going to come in expecting to win and know what it takes to win at the varsity level, and they got a pretty good player down low who we're going to have to keep track of and make sure we limit his touches and ability to score, and they're going to be geared up, ready to go, because as the standings sit, we're sitting about 6-7 in the league right now, so that's going to be the separation between a couple spots, and, you know, if we can continue to give the same energy and effort we've been given over the last several days, I think we're going to prove ourselves in a good position. And hopefully, like we mentioned before, we can make the few key plays down the stretch to have it swing in our favor.
There it is. Jackson Heights boys basketball coach Brett Platner joining us. Busy week for the Cobras. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. all three nights with games. They got tonight off, and then they're back to it, four games in 5 days. Pleasant Ridge, the opponent, on tap tomorrow night at Jackson Heights. Coach, thanks again. We'll talk to you next week.
Of course. Thanks, Brandon.